Now, there was a point to doing that. It wasn't one of these games that I sometimes do with absolutely no point at all, because I'd like to tell you about Larry Walters. Some of you might even remember this story. Larry Walters was a guy in America who was a bit bored with life, and he had a couple of days off work, and he wasn't just happy sitting around or doing something in the garden, and he decided he wanted to go out and do something different. So he managed to get hold of some helium balloons, and he tied them to a garden chair. You might be able to see in the pictures from the newspaper there. And he wanted to see if he could actually get into the air. And actually, he managed to get about 14,000 feet into the air, which is pretty amazing, really. And he actually had to start shooting balloons down. He had an air gun with him, and he shot balloons down like one at a time, and gradually he managed to descend to Earth. He actually interfered with some of the aeroplanes in Santa Monica Airport while he was doing that, so he got in a bit of trouble at the end. But he did manage to get an advertising deal with Timex, apparently, out of it. The reason I wanted to tell you Larry's story is because sometimes it's really important as Christians, as disciples, to get out and do something, just like Ben and Beth are about to get out and do something that you believe that God is telling us to. And Acts is full of stories about how God's people did that. But sometimes it's really important just to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. And part of being a Christian is doing both. Sometimes we need to just sit with Jesus. And that's what we're going to be thinking about for a moment now. When Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house, you might know the story. Martha wanted to do. She wanted to get the meal ready and get everything ready for visitors. And she was distracted. Mary just sat at Jesus' feet and listened. And the start of Acts 1 shows us the importance of sitting at Jesus' feet. Later in Acts, the disciples are going to have plenty of opportunity to do their thing with balloons, not with balloons literally, but to go out and do something exciting, go and do something different. There's going to be healings and miracles. There's going to be how Saul is converted and escapes from prison and getting out of a high room using a bucket and a rope. And we're going to be looking into Acts over these next few weeks. It's a really exciting book. We've got Pentecost. We've got the shipwrecks. We've got plots. Lots to look forward to. But also, Acts is full of stories of God's people sitting and listening. And that's a key part, isn't it, of being a disciple. It was key for Beth and Ben, and it's key for us as well. In verse 4, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Shortly after we have the ascension, shortly after these verses, and Simon is going to speak about that next week. And it's generally accepted there's 50 days between the resurrection and Pentecost, with Jesus being on earth for 40 days. So 10 days between the ascension and Pentecost, which is why thy kingdom come will be 10 days. There's a reason for that. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But for 10 days, these disciples waited. They sat and they listened and they waited and they spent time in prayer. There was some preaching, some talking, but mostly they were waiting. They were waiting on God to see what was going to happen. And he'd promised them this thing called the Holy Spirit. Jesus had taught, hadn't he, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name. He will teach you these things and bring you to remember all that I've said to you. But of course, they didn't know exactly what was going to happen and the great changes that were about to occur. Spending time in prayer, spending time sitting at the feet of Jesus is a key part of our Christian life. We know that because of words in Scripture and because of the example of Jesus. In John 8, we're told, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. Psalm 25, we read, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in the truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you. In Psalm 37, we're told to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. The disciples did this as well. about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. They were in prison while they were doing that, but they were still spending time waiting on God. And we know that Jesus made priority of spending time with the Father. In Mark 1, he goes off early to pray in the morning. In Matthew 14, immediately after the feeding of the 5,000, before he walks on water, he goes, he dismisses the crowd and goes off to pray. Not for a few minutes, for the day. It's not unusual. In Luke 6, one of those days, Jesus went to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying. And of course, in Gethsemane, there he is praying all night. Even the disciples can't stay awake when Jesus is praying about what's going to happen. Getting up and doing is really important, but getting and spending time with Jesus, sitting at his feet, is really important too. Both are crucial to our lives as Christians. And if Jesus did that, surely that's something for us to follow as well. Thy Kingdom Come gives us a great chance to sit and to listen at the feet of Jesus. This is when churches all over the world, people all over the world, are going to commit to 10 days of praying. And if you go on the website, you can click to show where you are, and that the map is alight with people who have clicked to say they're going to be making prayer a priority. On May the 10th, we have a 12 hours of prayer. You can sign up for that, pray at home or pray in the church. Sign up for half an hour slot. There's some prayer ideas on the website and copies at the back of church. And we're doing a prayer walk on May the 12th. It's actually going to start at the Christchurch football match, so there's another reason to come and support that. We're going to start at 12 o'clock. Also, if you're good at praying, some people after the Christchurch football match might need some serious healing prayer, because we are going to be exhausted and pulled muscles. And we're not going to get any sympathy when we go home, you know, because our wives are going to say, well, it's your own fault. I mean, that's what Claire does to me. I know that's what Andy's wife does to him. I suspect that's what Beth does to Ben as well. You know, so some prayer ministry there might be really appreciated as well. But do come along and prayer walk after the football match and have a walk around Virginia Water and pray for our community. And then that's going to end with praise in the park. And Simon is going to come and tell us something about this really exciting event that's happening at the 20th of May.